Hi, this is a dictation for your follow-up visit. Name of the patient is James Terrell, J-A-M-E-S, T like Tom, E-R-R-E-L-L. James Terrell, the date of birth is 9/23/1989, date of accident 9/29/2021, date of service 7/22/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 6/28/2022. He reports of extreme transportation problems, and the patient started physical therapy since the time of accident, which is 9/27/2021. And he reports 40% improvement because of physical therapy and treatments. Currently, patient reports that his pain level is around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And his pain is focused into the neck, mid-back, lower back, with radiation to the right buttock, as well as to the headaches that are moderately severe. And his legs go to sleep sometime, and he has cramps and sharp pain. His pain is shooting down from neck to the left shoulder today, beside the right, as numbness and tingling, which is constant. And the lower back pain is now reported to be radiating into the left buttock and left lateral leg also, along with the right buttock. And so the areas that patient reports are affecting into general activity and mood, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. The rest of the ADLs are not affected. System review. Patient is suffering from headaches which are mild to moderate, and they're not as often or as frequent. They are not associated with any dizziness, vertigo, blackouts, seizures, vision problem, memory problems, or confusion, disorientation. Only symptoms that are positive are difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work, grades at work, anxiety, depression, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing pain in the both shoulders, and especially the right, and then especially with the pain in the neck and lower back, and stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back, with occasional pins and needle in the legs and arm. There's no difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels are reported. No stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, pain, urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Narco 7.5, and substance abuse patient is utilizing marijuana for relief of pain also. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 141 over 86, pulse is 79, and pulse ox is 100. The diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is approved to continue medication, which is Celebrex 200 milligram daily. Along with the tizanidine 4 milligram twice a day, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, Lunesta 1 milligram at night, Voltaren gel 3%, and lidocaine patch Patient is also provided with Furosets, 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 50 tablets. And for pain relief, Norco 7.5, 325 Ritalin or PRN, 45 tablets. And that'll be his last prescription. I'm sorry, the medication that have been discontinued is tizanidine, and I have given him Flexeril, 7.5 milligram twice a day. His Lyrica is also discontinued, and so is the gabapentin. Current medication, once again, are meloxicam, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Flexeril, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Voltaren gel, 3% topical pain relief, Viber patch, 1 daily. Patient is provided with Nexium, 20 milligram capsule at night for stomach protection, and Imitrax, 100 milligram for severe pain relief, along with Norco and Cerisol. That is his final medication. He continued in physical therapy and he remained disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. The patient has been found to have a sacroiliac joint inflammation on the right side. His MRIs were found positive for L5-S1 and L4-L5 disc involvement with herniated disc. And in the cervical, patient has a C5-6 involvement with the herniated disc. The patient has been advised about having 4 to 6 injections with steroid, CESI and LESI, which have been described to him in great detail. And the patient has not made up his mind. He's been avoiding. He's been informed that his pain medication will be the last one, and that is all we can do. He had one epidural injection on 6/1/2022 that helped him quite a bit. He also can get injection to his shoulder joint that can bring him some further relief. This will be the end of the session. Thank you.